Are you a client-facing online entrepreneur ready to feel confident in how to run the behind the scenes of your online business? If you're tired of feeling like you're always flying by the seat of your pants and secretly drowning in wearing all the hats of your business, you're in the right place. I know you're ready to get organized, clear up your calendar, and fully step into the CEO that you know you're meant to be. So welcome to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm your host, Sam Wisnant, a systems strategist for client-facing businesses. I'm on a mission to help you streamline your business so you can save time, boost your profits, and feel confident about your growth. Are you ready to dive into the power of scalable systems? Then let's jump into this week's episode. Hello, and welcome back to the Beyond the Systems podcast. I'm so excited you're here. I'm your host, Sam Wisnant, and in this episode, I'm going to be chatting about investments, business investments like coaching, service providers, done for you services, support, et cetera. And specifically, we're going to go over four questions that you can ask yourself before making your next investment. And these questions really stem from my own experience from making investments. I've invested quite a bit in my own type of support, as well as clients' experience. So I have watched a lot of clients invest in coaching, masterminds, programs, et cetera. And from that experience, and then also from my experience of being a systems coach in a mastermind, just seeing the people who invested in that and how they came into the mastermind and seeing the people who really got the most out of the mastermind versus those who maybe didn't, and what it makes that difference, right? What really makes you prepared to really take advantage of an investment and get your ROI back and make the most of your money? So before we dive in, I'm going to give you some context and background on my own investments. So I've invested probably around $60,000 since starting my business in terms of coaching and team support. So I actually have not invested a lot in team support. I've kept my team pretty lean. Well, I mean, my team was just me for a long time, and I most recently hired an assistant. And really, the first 2 years of my business, I didn't invest in anything. I rarely invested. I started my business from taking a course that was about $500. I think the next year I did a digital business management certification training. I actually beta tested that program. So I was able to go in for a very, very discounted fee, which was absolutely amazing. But after that, around that time, I really did not invest at all. I just didn't really have the money to. I was really trying to support myself. And I didn't know if this was something I was going to be doing long term. But then in 2022, I really started to double down on my business a lot more, and I started investing a lot more as well. It's also when I started making a lot more money. That's when I hit $10,000 months and my first six figures. So I really invested in more like one-on-one coaching support. I invested in a high-ticket mastermind. I think that was about $16,000. So I learned a lot from that investment. It's probably my biggest investment to date so far. And then in 2023, similarly, I did one-on-one coaching for about 6 months. I went to retreats. I did group programs. So the first 2 years, I rarely invested anything. And then the past 2 years, I really have gone balls to the wall with investing. So I feel like I've definitely learned a lot, and I have been trying to chill out with my investments just a bit and be more strategic on what I am investing in. And then as well as investing in teams. So right now I do have an assistant. I have had an assistant kind of on and off throughout the years, but this is the like longest term, most money I have spent on having a team member, as well as I've invested in a lot of VIP days. So I did an ads VIP day with my friend Sophie, who was on the podcast. I did a podcast launch VIP day with Rose Marie, who was also on the podcast. So there are a few service providers where I did these kind of done for you VIP days or content intensives or something like that as well. That is more of a service provider investment. So along with my experience in investing in my own business, and I am for investments, I will say that upfront, like I do think investing in your business is very important. And I do not think I would be where I am today without making these investments and really working on the things that I have worked on over the past few years. And I think there are moments when I made an investment kind of for the wrong reason, and I did not get as much out of the investment as I initially wanted to, or as I kind of initially went into the investment thinking. And I would not say that is the coach's fault at all. I would not say it's all my fault either. I don't think there's really a fault there. I think it was just more of I didn't have the clarity that I needed when I was making the investment, as well as the coaching And so the coach could not really support me in the way that I needed to be supported throughout the investment, right? So that is why I want to share these four questions that I now always ask myself and really look at before I make any sort of investment in my business, because I think it is really, really important to go into it with as much clarity as possible to be able to get a return on your investment or to at least feel like you got the support you need. So let's just dive into these four questions. So question number one is, should you hire a coach or should you hire a service provider? So this is such an important question. I think a lot of people don't think about beforehand. And I've kind of talked about this a bit on my Instagram and social media, but I think it's a very, very important distinction you need to make at first if you really need help from a coach or if you really need help from a service provider. Because I think a lot of the time, the default answer to this is a coach, right? We are looking on Instagram and we're scrolling or on any social media. And it's like, this coach is talking about how they hit 100K months. And if you work with them, they can show you how to hit 100K months. And that's great. And I'm sure they can. But at the same time, sometimes you do not need a coach. Sometimes you really know what you are doing in your business and you actually need help executing and getting shit done in your business, right? So the main differentiator I look at it is a coach is for you if you need more guidance in your business and you genuinely don't know what to do next. So if you are at 5K months and you're like, I want to get to 10K months, but I have no idea how to bridge that gap, especially with the business I have now. Like, I don't know what offers I need to be selling. I don't know what team I need to hire. I don't know what systems I need to set up. Like, I don't really know anything. I don't know how to create content for that kind of client. I don't know how to create content for that type of business. Like, if you genuinely are like, I have no idea how to get to my next goal, then go for a coach, because a coach is going to really help you with guidance and telling you more or less what to do with the strategy and help you really narrow down on what it is that you want to do, right? On the other hand, if you're extremely busy, like if you are at 10K months and you're trying to scale to 20 or 30K months, and you know, oh my gosh, I cannot handle my business right now that is doubled. And maybe to get to that point, you would just think, oh, I need to double how many clients I'm going to get, or maybe I need to open up a group program, but I don't have time to do that. If your answer is kind of like, I don't have time because I'm too busy, chances are you actually probably need to hire a service provider. You need to hire someone who is going to help you get more things done in your business and help you clear your plate so that you can take those next steps on how to get the results that you want. Because a lot of times we kind of know what the next step is, or at least what we want to try, right? If you are booked out at 101, you already probably know, okay, next I'm going to try some sort of group program or a mastermind or a course, or I'm going to diversify a bit, right? Or I'm going to take on more one-on-one, but I just need more help like managing all the client admin side of everything. If that is the case, then you need to hire a service provider because you already know the direction you're going, but you actually need help on the executing, right? You need help with actually running your business on the day-to-day, and a coach is not going to help you do that. What a coach is going to do is they're going to look at your business and say, wow, this is so great. You need to hire a VA, right? And they can help you with hiring and they can help you with guidance on that aspect. But if you don't have someone who is already in place, a lot of your time is just going to be spent, oh, well, you need to go hire more help, even though you just invested in a coach, to help you create more time for yourself and be less busy. And then we can go on to whether it's the plan and the strategy and the stuff for the launch. I personally think, and of course, you can have both. A lot of my clients, I was a service provider for them, and they also had a business coach that helped us with the strategy and with the mindset or with whatever in the business. And then, of course, we had the service provider piece of it, which was me and the rest of the team, to really actually execute and get stuff done, right? So I think, of course, it's healthy to have both. But if you are more at that beginning stage where you have to kind of choose, okay, one or the other, like, where am I going to put my money? Then you definitely need to look at what you need more. Are you needing guidance where you can actually just do everything yourself and really make moves on your own? Or maybe you do need some guidance, but you really, really just need stuff off your plate, right? You just need things to start getting done in your business. So that's the first question you want to ask yourself. And of course, that will give you a lot of clarity on what the next thing is to actually invest in. And question number two is getting super clear again on what is it you really want out of this investment And the second part to this is, if you don't get that, whose fault will it be? So this is like clarity, not just about saying, oh, I want 20K months, but very, very specifically, like, what do you want to learn through this investment? And I think this can be applied to both as if you're hiring a service provider, or if you're hiring a coach, or if you're joining a mastermind or whatever. This was one mistake that I made when I joined the high ticket mastermind, was I did not have a plan and I did not have clarity around what I really wanted. Like, my goal was, oh, I want 20K months. I had no idea how to get there. And yes, a coach can help you with your goals and with the plan, but you do have to have some clarity, I think, around your path of what's next for you, or what at least is going to feel good for you. So things like, I want to learn how to sell and bring in clients on repeat. Like, my biggest problem right now is I'm not having enough clients consistently coming into my business. So I want to learn how to consistently have clients coming into my business. Or I want to get more PR opportunities. Like, I'm at a place in my business where I need more visibility. I want to go on podcasts. I want more PR opportunities. I want to be guest speaking. Like, that's what I want to learn throughout this. Or even if it's just you want to network with people, maybe you're joining something because you're like, I want to network with higher level business owners so I can like get in the room and see what they're doing and learn from them. That's also a very, very valid reason. But you have to have this kind of specific, tangible outcome where it's going to be very clear if you got what you wanted out of the investment, right? If it's just, oh, I want to hit 20K months, yes, that is a tangible outcome and it's a specific number. But unless you have some sort of thing that you want to learn to get you from 10K months to 20K months, so maybe it's, oh, I need to be able to double my client load, so I need to have more leads and get more clients, great. That is something very specific. But if it's just like, oh, I want to do 20K months and maybe I will do a group program, but maybe I will just hire a team, but maybe I will actually open an agency, but maybe I will pivot my whole business and do something else, then you are not going to end up getting what you want out of the investment. At the end, you're just going to kind of be confused and feel like you are back where you started, but you will just have a few more friends along the way, which is great. And if you don't get that, and if you are in that place, and if you have made an investment in the past where you feel like, I did not get the most out of that investment, I did not get that ROI back, I don't know, I just feel like it wasn't really there, whose fault is that? You know, whose fault is that? And if you are thinking about making an investment, if you don't get what you specifically want, whose fault will that be? And I think here, it's just very important to be honest with yourself around if you're ready to take over your responsibility about your learning and your growth. Like I said at the beginning, I joined a very high ticket mastermind and the experience was great. I met a lot of amazing people. We went on a retreat. Like, it was a good experience and I did learn a lot, but because I did not go into it with clarity around what I really wanted to get out of it, I was not in the place to take accountability for myself and show up the way that I needed to show up to really take the most advantage of that opportunity, right? To be able to ask the right questions, to be able to get the guidance and support I needed. So this really means, are you going to be able to ask questions? And I think that's why it really helps to have kind of one main goal. So you have something that you're working towards that you can ask questions around while you are going. And even if you finish that goal in the first like 1 or 2 months, that's fine. Like, you will have a new goal that comes up after that. But it will give you that motivation to show up to calls, to really ask for help and guidance when you need it, and take the most advantage of the support that you are paying for. And which leads right into the third question is, am I ready to show up and expand out of my comfort zone? So something I always think about with this is when I'm scrolling on Instagram and I'm seeing, you know, all the online coaches talk about how much money they're making or how successful they are or whatever. And I get a little bit like, oh, well, I want that. You know, I want to make 100K months, or I want, you know, whatever they have. And I really start to get kind of critical on their life. And I think this is something that we forget to look at whenever we go into making investments, which is something that I forget to look at as well, is we get so caught up in like the wins and this kind of dream lifestyle that they portray, but we forget to look at what they are actually doing along the way that's making that possible for them. So it's asking yourself, do I want this person's lifestyle? And not lifestyle in the sense of, you know, they live on the beach or they travel all over the world. Like, yes, of course I want that. Or they make a lot of money. Duh. Like, why else would I be investing? But in the lifestyle of how much are they posting on social media every day? If this person is posting 20 stories every day, and they're showing up and selling every single day, and they're posting 1 to 2 times on their feed every day. That's amazing for them. But is that something that I am ready to do? Is that something that I am ready to show up and expand out of my comfort zone? Because I'm not doing that now. And I don't think you have to be fully ready. Like, this can be a tedious question, right? Because there have been a lot of times where I have invested in support and maybe I wasn't 100% ready, but the support was exactly what I needed at that time to really push me out of my comfort zone and show up in a different way. So I'm not saying ready in the feeling of like, yes, like I'm so ready to do this. I think, yes, you should be somewhat excited. You should have that excitement, but it's okay to also be nervous and second guess yourself a little bit. But if you are watching this person and you're thinking, yes, I absolutely want to have a business just like them, then look at those finer details. Because if you join their program and they're selling every single day on Instagram stories 4 times a day, then that is exactly what they are going to tell you to do. And if you already kind of know this going into it and you're like, okay, I'm ready to show up more and I'm ready to show up on Instagram stories and sell 4 times a day, I just want more support and guidance over like what I should be saying and how I should be doing that. I want it to be more like them. I want it to be more worth my time. I want it to look more like they do it. Then great, then perfect. Then you are ready. You're ready to show up and you're ready to expand out of that comfort zone and really tackle the next challenge and tackle the next level. But if you join that person's program and you're like, actually, I don't want to post on Instagram anymore. I only want to do a podcast and sell through my email list, and their whole business is built around Instagram. Well, that's going to be a problem, right? They're not going to be able to help you as much as someone who has a business where they have a podcast and sell only through email list, right? So just considering these type of, I want to say, I keep calling it lifestyle, but these things, these daily actions that the person is doing to keep their business running, are you ready to show up and do those things as well? And the fourth question, and I think most important question, is your business set up to scale and handle the results that you want? So when I was a systems coach in a mastermind, I used to see this all the time where people would join the mastermind and they would have nothing really set up in the back end, right? They would have maybe a few tools here and there. They would be doing a lot of things manually. And when they joined, I would do a little kind of free systems audit for them where I would just send them a few questions and I would kind of give them a place to start. But a lot of the times they were in the place where they were super busy, right? And that's why they joined the mastermind kind of, is they were like, okay, I need to figure out how to run a better business and I want to figure out how to scale. Well, a big majority of scaling is making sure that you have the system set up to support you as you scale. And what would end up happening is a lot of the time they would join, they would have like their first initial call with the coach. The coach would give them like this huge game action plan to walk away with of all the stuff they needed to do. And at the top of that list was like, hire a VA, you know, set up your business to be more organized or something like that, because they were so much drowning in the day-to-day chaos. And they would end up spending months setting up all of this behind the scenes stuff so that then they could actually start following the action plan from the beginning of the mastermind, right? So they would not even be able to really take the action that they needed to take and get the most use out of like the coaching and the feedback, except for obviously the systems part, because I was there. But even then, the people who got the most use out of the systems feedback were people that already had some system set up and we were really optimizing things, right? And it was the same for the marketing feedback and the funnels feedback and the team feedback. Was the people who were asking the questions and really getting the most support were the people who were already halfway there, right? It was not the people who were really, really starting from scratch, where they would get that support at first, where I would say, okay, you know, you need to go set up a project management tool. Maybe you need to hire a VA, like you need to create an application, or you need to start putting in some onboarding automations. Like, here's how you can start setting up Dubsado or whatever. And they would go away and then spend months setting this stuff up and then come back and be like, okay, I have it like halfway set up, but I have to make money now. I can't spend all my time setting up this stuff while I'm in this mastermind because I'm paying for this program and I do still have to make money and bring in clients, which I completely understand. And so I really, really stress this is making sure your business is set up to handle the results and hold the results that you want to have. And it doesn't have to be 100%, but even if it is like 60 to 70% of the way there, you can get that extra support along the way. And maybe your coach will be able to give you that extra support of who you should hire or what systems you kind of are missing in your business. But if you're going into an investment and you know that you don't have the back end set up to the extent that it needs to be set up, or the back end organized to the extent it needs to be organized, it is going to be really, really hard for you to get the results that you are looking for, because you are not going to be able to take action, right? It's also like the same differentiator from question one: should you hire a coach or should you hire a service provider? If you are already so busy in your business and then you go and join another coaching program, do you even have time for that? Are you even really going to be able to implement anything that you're learning or anything that the coach tells you when you are already drowning in your own behind the scenes stuff? So yes, asking yourself, is your business set up to scale and to be able to hold those results that you are chasing and trying to get? So to wrap up, I'm going to just repeat the four questions really quickly in case you missed one. So first one, should you hire a coach or a service provider? I think this is super important, just clearing that out up front, because that is going to be two very different investments. Second question, what do you really want out of this investment? And if you don't get it, whose fault will that be? Are you ready to take that responsibility for your own results and for your own actions? And I think the best way to do that is to have a lot of clarity around what you even want to get out of this investment. And question three, am I ready to show up and expand out of my comfort zone? So the person that you are investing them in, are you ready to show up like them and do what they are doing, basically? Do you want to be doing what they are doing? If yes, great, go for it. If no, then I think you could probably find someone else. And question four, is your business set up to scale and actually be able to hold those results that you want? So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Of course, please feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions or if you want to chat about what systems you might need before making your next big investment to make sure that you are getting the biggest ROI that you can. I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Beyond the Systems podcast. I hope that this episode has given you the insight into the impact systems can have on your business so that you can scale to the next level. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to rate and review the show and share it with others. Your review will help us spread the word about the power of systems. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again in the next episode.